Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lock S-foils and attack position, ladies and gentlemen. We're going in against the Death Star. We're going in against the New World Order. The enemy has declared war on the American people. They've made a public declaration repeatedly in the last month. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a key point in the enemy's attack pattern in my analysis, and many others see it for exactly what it is. This is a big, fat red balloon going up in a big, fat way. And we're going to be tracking that and documenting all of this in the next 3 hours on this very important November 16th, 2007, Friday transmission against tyranny. A lot of people say, look at the size of that thing. And I say, ladies and gentlemen, cut the chatter and go into the trenches and engage the enemy because we are going to bring them down. And they know it, and they have analyzed our attack pattern, and they know there is a great danger to their New World Order. They realize it's all about ideas and initiative. And the minute you figure out we can bring these criminals to justice, the minute you figure out that we can arrest the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the minute you figure out the elite can be defeated, once they've been exposed as the terrorists they are, that the New World Order can be brought down. We got a big show lined up for you today. Coming up in the second hour, Jesse Bitten, Communications Director for Ron Paul 2008 campaign, is going to be joining us to talk about how they've declared Ron Paul supporters, all libertarians, and anti-war activists as Al-Qaeda, and they have said the U.S. military needs to be used against us. An enemy declaration of high treason against the Republic for which it stands, ladies and gentlemen. This is red level. And I had him on last Friday. I want to do a repeat of that again today because there wasn't enough time in the 45 minutes of transmission that we had with him in that hour. Steve Quayle will be joining us again to help us analyze these very serious indicators coming up as well. So Jesse Benton, Ron Paul 2008 campaign, Steve Quayle in the third hour. And we do have Ron Paul, our champion, joining us next Wednesday. Just let you know about that. All right, let me just run down some of the news we'll be covering, and then I'll get into the enemy's main attack pattern that is a very, very serious announcement that they've made. Israel is slamming the IAEA for failing to expose Iran, and Iran is saying they are owed an apology because of this. The IAEA says they have, quote, fully complied with world government control and UN occupation, that they are not developing any systems for nuclear weapons. And the CIA, again, says it's 8.5 years until they were left alone, until they could build even a crude atomic device with no even medium-range delivery system for it. But the neocons are saying war must start now. Just like they said, Saddam had secret space weapons that could knock out all the power in the U.S. Remember that? Or he could fire nuclear missiles in 45 minutes and vaporize Airstrip 1, Britannia. I mean, just unmitigated lies to a public who can't find the U.S. on the globe, doesn't know how many continents there are, doesn't know the difference between the Arctic and the Antarctic, doesn't even know what a pinguino is. They basically don't know their head from a stinking hole in the ground, and that's why they've been able to engage in the type of ridiculous sophistry and propaganda of a Python-esque level. But, again, Iran is saying, look, we fully submitted to you, and it just nothing is good enough for you people. And they're just counting on the public being completely and totally abjectly ignorant. So we'll go over some of that. Complaints flood CNN after Beck smears Ron Paul supporters as terrorists. We'll be getting into that first. This is really important, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be breaking it down in the next segment right here on the one and only GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There are two key articles up on PrisonPlanet.com, and a third, even more important, coming out via Infowars.net in the next 3 hours. Neocon attack on Ron Paul, greasing the skids for the implementation of H.R. 1955. The other headline, complaints flood CNN after Beck smears Ron Paul supporters as terrorist. Now, the articles by Kurt Nemo and the articles by Paul Watson are excellent, but again, they do not actually give you the full seriousness. Though they look shocking and scary and are all documented and are unbelievable, it is not one-tenth as bad as it actually is. It is very hard to even explain. I was here with a writer yesterday who was interviewing me and for a publication, a major publication, and he'd done a lot of research and was aware of this, and we were out there for about an hour and a half just trying to even grasp, out at the coffee shop across the street outside, trying to even grasp and chronicle all of the checklist that the establishment's going down, gearing up for total, absolute, open dictatorship and maximum tyranny. It is so huge. It is so single-minded. It is clearly in train. That is, it is rolling down the track. It is happening. Now, they are blowing their cover. Everyone is waking up and hating them. but they're still moving forward. I mean, the communist Chinese are hated in China, but they still are in control. And it's clear that the New World Order crowd is absolutely going for broke and is uncloaking themselves for the entire world to see. They've taken off their clown suit, and now everyone can see them for the Nazgul, Ringwraith, Grim Reapers that they truly are. So let me just calmly try to give you an overview of what's going on and why this is such a big deal, what I've seen happen in the last 4 weeks. It is the public manifestation of something I discovered 12 years ago, something that I've been obsessed with for 12, 13 years on air, the police state, the training manuals that patriots and Christians and gun owners are terrorists, and the covert program to build FEMA camps and relocation centers, and now recruiting the police, the military, city leaders, county leaders, state leaders, 26,000 preachers to pacify the public. It is a covert black ops operation going on for at least four decades and growing very slowly, very methodically, dotting every I, crossing every T, a creeping death that now is no longer creeping, is now racing like wild Mustangs on the North Dakota plains. It's happening. And then to have them publicly announce it and publicly switch the talking points to a continual beacon, a continual blurping, a continual bleating of the fact that any American that does not fully support the end of liberty and freedom, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, if you don't support open borders, if you don't support endless fraudulent wars, black holes of corruption and graft and money laundering, if you don't support trillions missing from the Pentagon, if you don't support bid rigging and corruption and private mercenary armies, if you don't support total vaccine liability protection for all the makers and forced inoculations and just wall-to-wall checkpoints and cameras in school bathrooms and microphones on street corners and taser deaths every day, then you are Al-Qaeda. Now, again, they've privately been training the police, the military, the FBI, setting up local CIA offices and the FEMA Threat Matrix Integration Centers. They call it Threat Matrix Integration Centers. Locally, you know them as Emergency Management Centers. They have been integrating all of this, and we told you that when they started announcing on the news that people that questioned the government and didn't like the government were terrorists, that that was a preparatory, generally 2 to 3 month prep phase for massive staged terror attacks to drive you back into the black arms, the black wings of your New World Order controllers. So they have now fully swung their main guns around. They got your tribal fervor going of the outsider, the people that look different, the people in caves. Average Americans, again, didn't even know where Afghanistan was. They think it's in the Middle East, not Central Asia. It's some foggy cave dweller that is creeping around under tables and hiding in bushes. But now they're swinging it around with this huge apparatus that they built here so lovingly and crafted and prepared. They are now swinging this huge juggernaut of anti-American tyranny towards the American people, and the government is now declaring us the enemy openly. They are now saying, well, the majority of Americans hate us and don't trust us, and there's evil terrorists capitalizing on that, and they're against the war, and they're libertarians, and they're liberals, and they're conservatives, and they're the American people, and only 11% of the people like us, and they're terrorists. The people, I mean, also 89% of us are terrorists. I mean, that's what they said. O'Reilly, Hannity, Beck, but it's other programs, and it's a massive talking point. And last night I was riveting off all of these different facets and points to Paul Watson, and he started adding a bunch I'd forgotten about. See, that's the problem. You can't. This is a huge 30, 40-year program. With everything they learned from past dictatorships, how do you describe something this big? You could teach 30 master's courses. You could teach PhD courses on this, and they actually do, by the way, just how to run the ops and how to do it. And Paul said, well, of course. I said, this is clearly a Republican talking point. This is clearly out of the White House. This is clearly. He goes, well, of course it is. Don't you remember the memo from the State Department public declaration last year that 9/11 conspiracy theorists and anti-war people should be lumped in and called terrorists? And I went, oh, my gosh, I forgot that. And he said, don't you remember this? So when I go on air and I say Kurt Nemo missed this, Paul Watson missed that, Steve Watson missed this, I'm just here putting it out to you and the public because I'm missing a bunch of it. It's so big, one person can't even grasp the huge ocean, the huge reservoir of just out of control. There's spooks everywhere, folks. Camps everywhere. Foreign troops everywhere. Aggravated felons just swelling the ranks of the military. Foreigners swelling. I mean, you couldn't make it up in a science fiction horror movie. It is the worst, most abominable amalgamation of every tyranny ever invented by man put into one. And then you look at the crew running this. They're either got neo-Nazi connections or weirdo Zionist connections or hardcore Trotskyite connections. Their grandfathers and mothers and grandmothers and brothers were all commissariat mass murderer killers. I mean, go right down the line. I mean, literally hiring Marcus Wolf, the head of the Stasi, to come over here and help set this up 4 years ago. I mean, you couldn't make that up. Who could think this stuff up? You couldn't. No one would believe it if you wrote a Tom Clancy book where all this was happening. They are throwing everything at us, including the kitchen sink. I mean, they are inventing new things. They have got thousands of programs going at the same time, not even knowing if they'll work. Just in unison, they are rushing for the finish line, literally dumping a tsunami on us. And now the propaganda has heated up in a big way. And now they have geared up massively against the American people, and they are making statements. I'm hearing Bortz. I'm hearing Savage. I am seeing them on TV. And folks, it's everywhere now that the American people are terrorists and that the American people need to have the military used on them. Now, remember 3 years ago when Tommy French retired, I knew he was on the payroll, and they've admitted they're paying billions in secret funding for people to propagandize. And later it came out he's being paid almost $500,000 a year to go give speeches saying, gee willikers, I don't like it, but it's what the people want. It will keep us safe. Martial law is coming after the next attack. It's what you need. And then they pass it in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, saying for insurrection and rebellion by the American people. And then they... Bush signs the Continuity of Government PDD 51 in May 9th of this year, saying he is a dictator and Congress has no authority. And then a couple months later, a few months ago in Ottawa, in Montebello, he publicly signed Continuity of Government during massive terror attacks or bioweapons releases under UN control. Publicly released, Jerome Corsi came on, we covered it. This is real. This is happening. They're doing it. The Houston Chronicle has reported the FEMA camps. I know it's unbelievable. It's happening. They're testing the water to see if you bite, to see if you buy into it. You know, they even if you believe the official 9/11 story that Al-Qaeda attacked us, they came from Saudi Arabia. Well, why are we going to Afghanistan? Why are we going to Iraq? Well, why are they talking about Iran now? Well, they're not just going to say the Iranians did it now. They're going to say the American people are. And they are saying that. So this is a big deal. This is they built this whole police state. They built this whole anti-terror system, left the borders open. Everybody knew it was a fraud. And now they're saying, oh, yeah, guess who the terrorists are? You, 89% of the American people. You're against the war. You think 9/11 is an inside job. You're against corruption that's going on. You're criticizing the government. You are aiding the terrorist, and the military's job is to take you on. That's what Glenn Beck said. I mean, they're out in the open now. They've gone down the whole checklist. They have set the whole thing up, and these guys are making their move. I mean, you're seeing actual Joseph Goebbels, actual Heinrich Himmlers, actual Lenins and Stalins and Maos in the making. They want it. They're going for it, ladies and gentlemen. These are absolute total criminals.
Ted Anderson from Midas, November 16, 2007, gold, $793.90. Hounskull coins can be purchased for $817.94, $403.15 for half, $201.58 for quarter. That's $817.94, $403.15, and $201.58. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there is a concentration camp program that was designed during the Ronald Reagan administration called Rex 84? This program is designed to imprison anyone whom the federal government deems an enemy of the state. A judge in Houston, Texas, declared that the plaintiff had proven that there was such a program that existed, but no one had been harmed or imprisoned by it, so he declared it unconstitutional and dismissed the case. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is the real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
All right, here are the basic facts. 99% of the time in history, you get dictatorships, you get corrupt elites ruling over you. They generally use crises or the threat of the outside enemy where they're really promulgated to do it. And the sons of Nazi agents and Zionist agents and the Communist Fourth International that Stalin kicked out of Russia all came here. But this is them saying it. This, again, I'm not making this up. This sounds crazy. It's true. I mean, even hear Glenn Beck talk about it like it's some badge of honor with Horowitz and the rest of them. And they came over here and they took over. They are hardcore, okay? I mean, you saw 9/11. These people don't play games. And they got their little minions out there. They're useful idiots or whatever, and they're compartmentalized. And every one of them to a man is a former Trotskyite or beatnik. Savage, all of them. So I just wish you would be educated, folks. You'd know how serious these people are. Okay? And they're in place now. And they have told you Al-Qaeda is going to kill you, give your rights up, launch all these wars, let the private corporations loot the treasury, let all types of corruption, you know, let Halliburton trucks that are worth $20,000 old junkers be sold for $15 million, bought by the U.S. government. I mean, just blue tarps that cost $5 million, tens of billions of dollars per month in $100 bills on pallets, funding warlords to actually kill our troops and keep the war going. I told you about years ago. Now it's even come out in the mainstream news. It's so diabolical. It's order out of chaos. They go in and just create a war zone like Vietnam, don't let anybody win it, and just dump money into it. And that's what they want. They want chaos so they can rob and loot and do whatever they want. So they've got their little operatives up there, these little sharp-eyed, sharp-tongued demons. And to have Glenn Beck and Bortz and all of them, I've been hearing it for 4 weeks, say, you just wait till the terrorists hit, and all of you that have been against us going into Iran, you're all going to get locked up because you're aiding the terrorists. And then they cackle. And it's all in, I mean, how obvious does it get when Republican memos say they need terror attacks? And then they come out and they pass 404 of the 435 members of the House. It's now in the Senate, the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act, and it says, we're going to decide what lies about the government. And then they said 9/11 truth. They've now said that. We said they would say that, sure enough, because we knew it was a Republican memo from before. Last year, and then, of course, the State Department statement. It's a talking point. It's an admitted, that's the headline for you, is White House puts out talking point that those that criticize war are terrorists. That's it. I mean, they have, the government has done what this whole anti-terror grid was about, is they've now swiveled it around to the real target that it was all along. You know, they tell us the terrorists attacked us because they hate our freedom. The terrorists attacked us because they hate our freedom. And then the government does everything it can to take all of our basic freedoms, while if you believe there's a real outside terror threat, doing everything they can to leave that wide open. See, it didn't hold water. And so now they're just saying, hey, we'll just go to a national security dictatorship. We'll just have executive rule to keep you safe, of course. And then anyone that disagrees with us is aiding terrorists, so you're not allowed to speak. And they have a congressional body they're on the verge of passing. Meanwhile, Homeland Security committees are having simultaneous meetings. Simultaneous meetings, the Homeland Security Intelligence Information Sharing Terrorism Risk Assessment, on the same talking points the State Department put out through the White House. The White House put it out through them last year. We have a link to that. It's public. And it says 9/11 truth groups, and then he mixes in with Al-Qaeda. And what do they show in the PowerPoint presentation last week in Congress? They show architects and engineers for 9/11 truth, the scientists and experts and engineers that are scaring the establishment. They show their website and name and other 9/11 site names in between video clips of Al-Qaeda training and say they all work together. Now, again, to a halfway intellectual person, that's ridiculous. But to a public who literally, folks, doesn't know what their state capital is, literally, no, they know nothing. They watch The Sopranos and football, and that's it. They hear that, folks. About 11% are going to believe it. That's their 11% that will buy anything. Pollsters say about 20% they call brain dead. But you can argue what number it is. And they'll man the FEMA camps. They'll put on the black uniforms. And so it's going to be a minority, but that has the, quote, authority of the government just running around having their way with us. I say it's not going to work. Hitler had about half the public when he first got in. Then he brainwashed and got about 90% approval ratings. And then by the end, he was very unpopular, but he'd kill anybody that spoke up. I don't think, looking at history and studying this, they're going to get away with it. But they'll be able, though, to bring it in at least. And then the U.S. is just going to completely collapse. Like Mike Rivero says, just like the Soviet Union. I know this. We're in for hell on earth. We are in for just toe-to-toe combat with actual commissars.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right. In the second hour, the Ron Paul campaign communication director joins us. CNN has said that Ron Paul supporters are working for Al-Qaeda, that the U.S. military should be used against us, that we are treasonous traitors. They have lumped in anti-war activists, liberals, libertarians, Lou Rockwell. This is a talking point, and we actually dug out the State Department White House memorandum from last year, declassified. We have the declassified version saying they were going to call opposition terrorists. They are now, the unthinkable is happening. We've seen all their preparation over the years for this. The internal police flyers, remember in Phoenix under Clinton, saying gun owners, constitutionalists, those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution are terrorists. We have FEMA in Kansas City, the police and firemen, saying the founding fathers are bad. In this Glenn Beck news piece, they said it's horrible. It's like 1776. The founding fathers were violent. And they said, yes, they're going to get violent. These people are dangerous. They're McVeighs. The bigger issue here is, if this is a talking point, and it is, Is the establishment going to stage events and try to blame it on Ron Paul supporters or on Patriots? And they did it with OKC. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have continual analysis in the second and third hour on this, and we're going to open the phones up after Jesse Benton's on with us in 30 minutes. Then Steve Quayle joins us, as he did last Friday, to cover this. This is absolutely incredible. Now is the time to go to PrisonPlanet.com and order Loose Change Final Cut and get it out to people so they know who carried out the attacks. And now you'll understand, as we always told you, to set up a police state against the American people. They are now announcing the entire apparatus of anti-terror is meant for dissenters, 89% of the American people in major polls. They admit in these newscasts that the people don't trust the media or the government. Support, just like in Romania for Ceausescu, or support, just like in Italy for El Duce or Mussolini. It's imploding. They know it. They're either going to back off and still fail, or they're going to do what dictators and scum always does and go forward. If we don't intimidate them right back in the info war with an info war info bomb, not violent, but info war, and if we don't let them know we're fully aware of their attack pattern now, as I did right before 9/11, people didn't listen, it happened. If we don't expose them now, they're going to move. I can tell you, I have never been so upset. I have never seen anything on this clearer. I want you to go to PrisonPlanet.com, and I want you to get Loose Change Final Cut and Endgame, and I want you to make copies of Endgame. I don't own Loose Change, so you can't do that. But Endgame, I want you to get it. I want you to make copies. I want you to go to PrisonPlanet.tv. I want you to make copies. All right, I got Steve Shank on, ladies and gentlemen, and he is a great sponsor, but he's here to give you information in this segment because I don't tell you to do things I don't believe in. I say buy gold. I say quit drinking fluoride and pesticide water. I put out basic research information that's real. This is where I've gotten my storable foods. He's got a show here on Sunday nights, right after my Sunday show, from 6 to 8, right here on the GCN Radio Network. He is the longest continual operating storable foods company in the nation. This is high quality, dried foods. This is not that junk, made out of soybeans. And, again, we need to get prepared for depressions, recessions, wars, major food prices going up. Bottom line, this is high-quality investment insurance that you will use, that you can eat. And with the way inflation's working, you will guaranteed make your money back. These are tasty foods, high nutrition foods. Steve Shank, things are more serious than ever. We need to not be like folks in New Orleans or other areas. The feds say they'll use food as a weapon to make you turn your guns in. The more of us are prepared and independent, less of a chance they have for triggering this, Steve.
Well, that's absolutely true, Alex. But the interesting thing that we've got is the most fascinating article that I've read in the last little bit was titled this way: Gas Stations Vie for Food Against Grocery Stores. What they're doing is they're turning our food into gas, and we'll be able to drive to the gas station, but we won't be able to buy drive to the grocery store, but we won't be able to buy anything when we get there. Now, all of your listeners know that we announced this Christmas or this holiday supply, not Christmas, but holiday supply, on the last program that we were together on. And what I'm telling folks is this food that we've set aside is disappearing very quickly because we had a buy on it prior to the price increases that hit like crazy. I know a lot of people are ordering for their family and they're wanting to get it there by Christmas. Here's your deadline. You got to get your orders to us before Thanksgiving. In other words, next Wednesday is your cutoff. If you're going to get those shipments out to your families by Christmas as Christmas gifts, you got to get them there.
Before the cost increase.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the thing is that what we've done is we put together a special package for folks. Now, we've still got the Patriot Pack, which is the two-month grab-and-go. And that one is moving out very quickly, too. Now, folks, this is not a move to get you to buy from us. I guarantee you, just as sure as I'm sitting here looking ugly, that every morsel of food we can get our hands on at the warehouse here at the task force is going to go. It's not a matter of whether we can sell the junk. It's a matter of whether you... junk. That wasn't a good thing to say, Alex. But anyway, it's not a matter of whether we can move this stuff. It's a matter of getting it while it's available. And like I say, for Christmas, you've got to get the orders in by this coming Wednesday. Call 800-409-5633 and realize we've got an avalanche of phone calls. I need you to be patient. If you call in and we don't get right to you right away, that's fine. Give it a shot and make sure that we get the message. Our little gals will answer the phone and we'll get the message and we'll get back to you. Honest, we will. But you've got to get those orders in. Now, those of you that missed that deadline, we're going to print up certificates that we'll mail out as soon as your order comes in to you, and you can give them to your friends and neighbors and family or whoever you're ordering for and have them yourself. You can wrap them up, put them under the Christmas tree, and that will be your gift, and the shipment will come out after the holidays. But the fact is that you got to move on. Now, here's the situation, Alex. We have a lot of us, almost all of your listeners that are attuned to putting in food are telling me the same story. They're saying, all my friends and relatives and everybody that I know think I'm nuts. I'm the Lone Ranger. But you see, these people can't relate to anything in the past. We have never had a situation in this country where food was in danger. We have not had the situation where poisoned food was being imported by our enemies. Okay, we've never had a situation where genetically poisoned food was being created here by supposedly our friends, the corporate agriculture groups. And we've never had a situation where there was going to be no food from American farmers.
And well, right, I know now, this. Mainstream news says that food prices are up about 15%. They're going to go up even more next year. There are shortages of even grains to feed the cattle because they have been putting it into ethanol. And so we know that there are major price increases coming. I know that the UN has said in the third world, because of ethanol production out of Brazil and Africa and other places, and what the Chinese are doing with it, with their huge gas shortages they're having, and you can look that up, folks, that they're saying they're going to have food runs and food riots globally. But what's your intel on domestically?
It's even going to be worse here, because a lot of our people are familiar with the concept of the genetic alteration and the poisoning that's the result of it. We have cancer, we have diabetes, we have immune deficiency diseases going rampant in this country, and it's primarily because they're destroying the quality.
By the way, I've had top scientists that ran major companies and Nobel Prize winners and others on about this, and exactly, they can change one gene in a potato or an onion or a cucumber, but when they change that one that gives them the expression they want, it randomly, each time the plant replicates a new generation, randomly changes thousands of things and always creates new amino acids other than the 54 that are natural that have never existed on Earth and are poisonous in the human body. And it is a scourge.
Absolutely. And the thing that we're dealing with, Alex, is that people can't discern it. They can't look at that potato and realize that it is different. The only result that they'll have is that their bodies will be totally attacked by the and their immune systems are destroyed. Now, the whole thing that we're dealing with right now is we're dealing with water. We have a worldwide famine. In the United States, we've got people praying all over this country for water.
We've got governors praying, and by the way, it worked.
Well, that's true, but you know, I'll guarantee you one thing. Within the first 3 months of this next year, if folks don't listen to what you're saying and what we're trying to talk about with getting a supply of food in so that they have control of their destiny a little bit, the prayers will not be for water. They will be very simply, give us this day some daily bread.
Give them the number, Steve. I don't want to wait. Give them the number on the websites.
Okay, it's 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. And I'll guarantee you'll get a little gal that out of Arkansas that's answering the phones for us. We've got a whole bunch of them. And be patient. We will get back to you. If you have web access, please go to that. It has all the information, pricing, and everything like that, and we can handle it twice as fast. Your orders will get in right away. The website is efoodsdirect.com. That's the letter EFOODSDIRECT www.thegenesisgc.com and get up on there. You'll have a lot of information.
Give them the number.
800-409-5633. Anyway, the whole point that we're making, folks, and Alex, I guess I'm really on a campaign with regard to this this foolishness of the corn, because let me just give you a couple of pieces of information, and I think it'll be useful. Do you realize that in a country which is severely short of water, that corn that they're planting right now depletes the water 25% faster than the ground can bring back up groundwater? It's depleting our soil 12 times faster than any other crop that you can plant. And the idiots that are trying to get this going are now declaring that in addition to the genetic alteration of our foodstuffs, they are going to genetically alter the corn even more so they can get more of it to grow and plant more of it in crops. Iowa produces 20% of all of the corn that's produced in this country, one-fifth. And right now, they are in a situation where they flat out are having to import corn to feed their livestock because they're wasting so much of our food shoving it into the gas tanks.
Well, Steve, I mean, let me just give people the basics. There's talk of massive recession or depression. There's open talk of war with Iran. There's open talk of $200 a barrel oil. It's gone almost up to $100. Regardless, it's a good move. It's smart to get water filters. It's smart to stop eating GMO. It's smart to not vaccinate your children. It's smart to have storable foods. We don't do this because we're in fear. We do this because we're good stewards and want to take care of our families. And, you know, I have a year's supply of food at a bug out point I can go to. I have a year's supply of food at my house here in Austin. And, you know, I have that so that I can take care of my family. You need a little extra food to take care of your extended family and to maybe even help your neighbors. Now, again, I'm not saying all this is going to happen. What I am saying is if there's even a 10% chance, and there's a 100% chance food prices are going up, and there's a 100% chance we're already in a recession, and it could get worse. But bottom line, this is just a good insurance policy. I mean, this food is inexpensive, but it's high quality. I've gotten it. I mean, explain to people briefly the difference between your food and a lot of the other food, which will nourish you, but it's just, you know, got a lot of sugar and junk in it, or it's made out of the soybean product. Your stuff isn't that. Tell them about your food.
Well, basically, what the whole concept behind this, Alex, is the suppliers that we work with take food raw straight out of the garden, and they dry it down with a low heat process so it's still enzyme active, and they store it in such a way that it has a 12 to 15 year shelf life. And when people eat this stuff, they will actually be eating better than the food that they can order out of the grocery store.
So it's vacuum sealed.
Well, it's actually CO2 packed. They take a number 10 can, which is about a gallon, and they fill it with the dried food. It's dried ground, very, very dry, and then they infuse CO2, which eliminates the oxygen out of the can, and then they seal that bugger, and you've got a 12 to 15 year.
And that's why you can get so much food out of such small containers, because it's all been dried down, and then you just add it to water.
Yep, absolutely. And the main concept here is, you know, you said that you're not saying that all of this will happen. Well, I'll tell you what I'm telling folks. I'm at the supply end of the food chain. I see things that you can't imagine, Alex, that are so offensive with eliminating our food supply in this country. I will tell you exactly that by the third month of this next year, there will be many, many families, a high percentage of the families in this country who will not make enough money on their jobs in a day to buy the food that they will eat that day.
The mainstream media is saying that there is really big food shortages, and this is actually happening. It's like a perfect storm. The bees, half of them dying in the country. The oil price is going up, so it's more to ship the food. The petrochemicals go into the fertilizer, so it's more to fertilize them. The water prices are up. The dollar's been devalued. I mean, you add all this together, it is, I guess, the facts. I just am hoping it's not that bad.
Well, and it comes down to the fact that unless people get their food supply in, there will come a point, and it's not very far away, it's very, very, very soon, that they will either not be able to afford it, but it will not be, or it will not be there.
Well, there's no doubt with the massive inflation that we've got more and more old folks eating dog food and the rest of it, which is just filled with all sorts of toxic things. And every week or two, I see an article about a whole meat plant that also makes dog food in the same plant, you know, shipping out to hundreds of thousands of cans of botulism. That was barely in the news. They're on CNBC saying mercury and lead and toys are good for you. I mean, it's just, it's getting, and I'm not kidding, folks, we played that newscast. They say it's good for the country. I mean, it's like mass mental illness has seized us, and I just know with all these questions out there, I know I was prepared years ago. I'm getting more prepared. And I know I've talked to you off air, Steve. You are having a lot of trouble. You did do massive food buys a few months ago. And I just hope that we can still have you as a sponsor next year. I hope you've got food to sell.
Well, let me put it this way. A lot of folks put in gold and silver, and that's a wise move. But when they ask me, I tell them to put in food first, because here's the deal. The only thing that folks that put in gold and silver will use it to buy is food.
Give them your number.
Thing.
Give them your number.
800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com.
And we got big links at the top of PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Steve, it's scary. I can't say I disagree with you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, have a good one, Alex.
God bless you. Let me talk to you during the break.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Welcome back, folks. If you missed that number, to eFoods Direct, it's 800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. And look, I'm just giving you advice that I follow. It's a good company, high-quality foods, where I get my food. I'm gonna buy for all of my family, I think, those two-month boogie packs, and my family isn't laughing now. I mean, they're pretty smart, but at least people have that as a supplement. I don't know if it's all going to unravel like that. I know they're admitting food shortages, and I've seen in the news that one field of corn, the amount that it takes to, you know, the amount of hectares or acres it takes of corn to produce the fuel for a car for a year is the amount of food people would eat, seven people would eat in a year per car. And, yeah, he was talking about during the break going, I wish I had told him about this, and I did see this in the news, how they're genetically engineering new corn crops that aren't even edible. They're just for fuel. And then he mentioned how hemp is many, many, many times better for the conversion you get for ethanol, but they won't let you grow it here. It's just, and again, that's hemp that doesn't have THC in it, that won't get you, quote, stoned, as the potheads call it. It's amazing, the perfect storm of things that are happening. On the good side, things are going to be rough next year. They're already getting rough. On the bad side, I just know this, at little hole-in-the-wall breakfast places, you know, one person eating is $10, and it was $5 a year ago. So it's a lot of things conspiring together. That's why I got him back up here on the show. Okay, the big news of the day, the news that I'm going to be talking about, let's just get Jesse Benton on right now. Let's get him on right when I start the next hour. Jesse Benton, Ron Paul, 2008, he's their spokesman, media coordinator. I've got to calm down and go through this slowly, but first I'm just going to, you can hear his take. It'll be humble and gentlemanly, and, well, we wish they wouldn't call Ron Paul supporters terrorists and say we're in bed with Al-Qaeda and Islamic fascists, and we wish they wouldn't talk about using the military against us and saying Ron Paul's dividing America. I mean, think of the outrageousness. I mean, it's one thing to say Iraq was behind 9/11 when they weren't, even if you believe the official story, and to say Iran's behind it when they're the opposite group. They're Shiite, not Sunni. Al-Qaeda, if you believe that it even exists, is Sunni. But to say the American people, when 89% disagree with Congress now, that's a Gallup poll. And many other polls show the exact same number. But it's upwards of 90%. Now let's say it's 80%. Let's give them 20%. 80%. Let's be conservative. We're all terrorists? But all you dirty Trotskyites, you know everything? All you dirty foreigners that came over here? And I'm sorry, that's what these Soviets are. I'm not talking about the Russian people or Poles or anybody like that. I mean the dirty New World Order types. I mean, Madeleine Albright's father admittedly killed over 1 million people and ran the Czechoslovakian purges. That's mainstream news. It was in the news. She got in trouble when 60 Minutes was at her house because somebody saw all these stolen paintings from people in Czechoslovakia on the walls, people that were sent to death camps. And you got Chertoff's family running ops in Russia and then leading back to the new attorney general. I mean, you couldn't make this type of stuff up. And then you got little simpletons, little government pimps, like Glenn Beck, who established his cred being anti-New World Order a little bit, and then now has completely flipped. Well, I talk about the North American Union, but criticizing the government in time of war aids Al-Qaeda, and you're with Al-Qaeda. You groups, I think, are dangerous, like McVeigh, and you're planning to kill people. You're just out of the blue. He just pulls it out of a hat. He didn't pull it out of a hat. It's a White House memo. It's a White House plan. And we're going to get Jesse Benton on to talk about this, and I'm going to go through analysis on it. Take your phone calls as well. WeAreChange.org in New York's done a great job confronting Larry Silverstein. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and WeAreChange.org right now, too.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today. America.